Three reasons why trust does not exist in a vacuum. Before you can begin to restore, renew, and rebuild your foundation, you need to take a look at the reasons why trust does not exist in a vacuum in your marriage.
Trust inherently involves two people, the one who gives the trust and the one who receives the trust. In marriage, these two people are you and your spouse. You give trust to your spouse and you receive trust from your spouse. Anything that involves more than one person cannot by its nature exist in a vacuum. This idea of existing in a vacuum, it implies isolation or a situation that is not impacted by anyone or anything else. The trust in your marriage, it is not in isolation. It is dependent on the choices that each one of you makes. Problems arise when one spouse or the other makes the decision not to give trust to their spouse, making the decision not to engage in those behaviors that would foster trust. The decision to break trust is a selfish decision, one that cannot be made without the understanding that there will be consequences. Again, if trust existed in a vacuum, it wouldn't be impacted by these decisions. It wouldn't be impacted by anyone or anything else. And that is simply not the case. What each of you do impacts the other. Every single decision that you make impacts your spouse. And granted, some things in larger ways than others. You know, for example, the decision on which type of toilet paper to buy, or if you're an over or an under as far as how you roll the toilet paper, it's only a big impact if your spouse has strong feelings on this. But on the other hand, the decision to take out an extra $100 or $200 every time you go to the grocery store to fund your affair, that has a big impact on your trust. Choosing to confide in someone besides your spouse because they, quote, understand you better, or you feel like they're the only one that you can talk to, big impact on your trust. Choosing to lust after another man or woman instead of your spouse, big impact. Choosing to put other people, other activities ahead of your marriage impacts your trust. Choosing to be an absentee parent, leaving one to do all of the parenting responsibilities, that has a big impact on the trust in your marriage. You chose to be married, and by doing so, it was assumed that you would be giving your trust to your spouse. That means that your actions have to match up to your words. Too often, there's a whole lot of talking going on and very little action. Trust broken in one area of the marriage impacts other areas of the marriage as well. Your finances, your spirituality, the time that you spend together, your communication, they're all interrelated. Broken trust in one area of the relationship can bring the entire marriage under scrutiny and wreak havoc in so many areas. It's like the domino effect, the dominoes that you've seen on each one of these slides. One indiscretion leads to another and another and so on. It's like the first time that you tell a lie and it feels hard and you have this sense of guilt. And then, well, the next one's a little easier. And then the more that you do it and the more you engage in that behavior, you don't even realize that you're doing it. And I want you to think about the dominoes on these slides. And I want you to think about the decisions in your marriage like dominoes. When you're setting them up, you know, you've seen kids set up dominoes and they do it one at a time, very precise. And that's the same thing that happens when you're making those positive choices in your marriage, creating elaborate designs of connection. You know, you've all seen those domino races where they go and they've got it all, you know, like swirled all around and these huge things. That's all of the positive choices. And then you make one bad decision and it starts the domino effect. One after an area after another is impacted. And before you know it, you have to start all over again. Now, the domino effect, we see this time and time again with our clients. Mm-hmm. And I want to share one client story with you. This happened when a wife had discovered that her husband was having an affair. And, you know, as so often happens, in this case, the affair had come after many years of him feeling neglected due to both of them focusing more on their career than on their marriage, and her focus on their young children and his inability to communicate his needs to her. So there were a lot of factors already at play here. And once the affair was discovered, it was literally a domino effect of things falling in their marriage, because there were lies and secrets all over the place. There were secret phone numbers, email accounts, Facebook accounts. And a lot of you listening to this are nodding your heads right now going, that's us. You know, they started to see things fall apart in their spiritual life. They saw things fall apart in how they were parenting. They saw things fall apart in their finances. They obviously weren't spending time together because things were so crazy. They had literally walked into that domino effect where all the dominoes were falling down. And because everything had been compromised, there was this whole moving out and moving back in and what are we going to do? And there were so many tears and so much anger. And there was desperation and fear. And what this wife thought was just one area of the marriage, you know, the physical infidelity, what she thought was just this one like little compartment of the marriage that had been compromised, actually led to her turning out that their entire marriage had been compromised over the time that this affair had been going on. And it wasn't just this open and close, like, let's just fix the physical infidelity and everything will take care of itself. The two of you have to be united and being a team in the process, like just like it did for this couple. It took a long time to rebuild because of the hurt and the broken trust that had become a part of so many areas of their marriage. So the action steps, what can you do? And you got to reflect on what you've done and what you can do. Because the trust dynamic in your marriage and understanding that, it involves a lot of self-reflection and introspection. And it goes to that idea of looking at the man or the woman in the mirror and saying to that person, what have I done to get us to this situation, right? If trust doesn't exist in a vacuum, what is my role in this? Because I will tell you, as Tony and I record each one of these modules, we stand and record in front of you as people who are not perfect.
Right.
And we know that you're not perfect either, and that we have to take responsibility for our roles in the trust dynamic in our marriage. Right. And the second part of that is figuring out what you can do. Right. Instead of constantly looking at the other person and saying, you need to do this. Right. And typically with, you can't see it, but with a pointer finger. Right? Because that's what we want to do. We want to point and say, you fix it. You change. You do something different. We need to turn that finger back to us and say, what can I do to move this marriage forward? What can I do to foster trust in my marriage? What decisions do I need to make so that I create a sense of trust, so that I am giving trust to my spouse? Right? Because when you start looking at that person in the mirror, when you start saying, if trust does not exist in a vacuum, what do I have to do to build the trust in my marriage? Because building and especially rebuilding trust involves continuous personal reflection on these two parts, these two questions. What have I done and what can I do?